when a person becomes Tomei Meis, at least in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the way how he became Tahar was that they used to take the Efer of the Parah Aduma, they used to burn this, the Parah Aduma, and they used to take the ashes, and part of the process of the Tahar was to spritz it on him, and thereby make him Tahar after becoming Tomei Meis. Now there's a very big yesod from Reb Chaim with respect to this din of the hakrov of a parah aduma. Now we know a parah aduma is a red cow that's taken, and it's not a regular carbon. You don't give it a hakrova. You're not makriv it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Hazara, or on the Mizbeach. Rather, you take it to a different place outside the Hazara, and you shecht it, and you serif it al marachasa. It's a special hakrova, it's a special din of parah aduma. And the truth is that on a superficial glance of the sugya, it should come out that it should be bedek habayis. It's something that Hekdesh owns, but it's not kedushas carbon like a oila or a chatas. It's not hukrav. It's not offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So one would assume that the carbon of parah aduma is not a real carbon. It's rather kodshei bedek habayis. It's like a desk that you're donated to Hekdesh, which belongs to Hekdesh, has a din me'ila, but it's not a regular kedushas carbon. However, there is a gemara in Shavuos, daf yud aleph, and there are gemaras in Zvachim and in Menachos that also imply that there's actually a very unique status to the kedusha of a parah aduma. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Aleph, tells us about the Hakdosh of a Parah Aduma. And the Gemara says that at the start, it has the status of Bedek Habayis. And therefore, you're allowed to be Paidit. If something was a regular carbon, you can't simply be Paidit to make it Ois Hakdosh. However, since it's something that's considered the financial belongings of Hakdosh, it's the Mammon of Hakdosh, so it has Pidyon. And therefore, if let's say you have a Parah Aduma and Motza Noe Himena, you found a nicer parah aduma, so you wanted to instead use the new parah aduma, you could be paid to the old one. So too, if there was a psul that was found in the parah aduma before the hakrava, again, all you have to do is be paid it, and it loses its kedusha. So too, says the Gemara, if it was nishchat shaloi kahalacha, you're paid it. Or if it was mace without a shchita, it died, you're paid it. However, the Gemara says, if it was nishchat, and then it was nisraf kahalocha on its ma'arocha, on the correct place and with the correct hakrova, then you can no longer be paid it. Ein loy pedia elomis. Why? So the Gemara says, because now it's like a regular carbon. The carbon was nikrav, it has the din carbon, and we therefore have no license to further be paid it. Now, the concept over here that we're dealing with is the concept of chatos ksivbe. The pasuk calls it a chatos, and therefore the Gemara in several places derives from the fact that the Torah calls the parah aduma chatos, that with respect to certain halachas, it does have the status of being a regular carbon. And that's why, if let's say you have a behema that was nirba, or it's a yoytzei doifin, it was born by a C-section, where it's possible to be brought as a regular carbon of a shlomen oila, that same halacha applies to the parah aduma. Because since it's chatos hi, it says chatos, and we treat it therefore with respects to the type of carbon that could be brought like a chatos, just like a chatos is possible if it was nirba, or if it was, let's say, yoytzei doifin, so too when it comes to a parah. Now, the question that the Rishonim ask is, what type of shchita is the Gemara referring to here when it says that if it was nishchat bipsul, then we say that you could be paided because the shchita was invalid and it remains bedek habayis. So it's machlekes Rishonim. Rashi says that it's referring to a case where you shechted it shloi bimkoimo. You shechted it out of its proper place, and that is a psul, and therefore you just paided, and then you have to redo the entire process again. So the Shita of Rashi is that when we say that if you shecht it bipsul, you're paid it, it's referring to a case where you shechted it in the wrong place. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that the case that the Gemara in Shavuos is referring to, where we say that if you shecht it, you could be paid it, that's referring to a case where you shechted it shaloi lishma. You shechted it shaloi lishma. You took the par, you shechted it shaloi lishma. Now, what type of shaloi lishma did you shecht it for? You shechted it l'shem chulin. You shechted it l'shem chulin. So it's possible, and then you're paid it, because it remains something that could be nifted, it's better kabayas, and you buy a different paraduma, and you make a new paraduma. The Achronim ask a bomb kasha, and this is really brought down the Bishkirov, or Chaim, and other Achronim all ask the following question. Why does the Gemara assume that there's a psul of shalei lishma when it comes to a paraduma? Obviously, ostensibly, it's based on the fact that the Torah calls the paraduma chatos. And by chatos, there's a psul of shalei lishma. In other words, in Zvachim we find that when it comes to other karbanas, such as an oila or a shlamim, if you're makrivit shalei lishma, it remains a kosher carbon. It's not oila lebailim l'shem chayva. The bailim has to bring a new carbon to be yotze his neder, but it's considered a kosher carbon. So by normal karbanas, when it's shalei lishma, it doesn't passel the carbon entirely. There are two exceptions to the rule, and there are two types of karbanos where there's a psul shalei lishma, which completely invalidates the karbon, and that is a chatos and a pesach. So a chatos is one of the karbanos that have a psul shalei lishma, and therefore, since it says chatosi, it calls paraduma chatos, that's how we know, l'chayra, that there's a psul shalei lishma when it comes to the hakrova and the shchita of a paraduma. In fact, I don't understand. In Hilchas Chatas, you're right that we have a psul of shalei lishma, but the Gemara tells us that is only true if you shecht the chatas l'shem a different carbon, such as an oila or a shlamin. However, the Gemara says that if you shecht the chatas l'shem chulin, there's no psul of shalei lishma. It remains kosher. Why? So the Gemara says a klal, demina machriv, de'en amina loy machriv. If it's demina, if it's within the same realm, if they're both kodshim, you shechted a chatos l'shem oila, so oila is also a carbon, so it could passel, it could be nitvas, the psul, shalei lishma on the carbon, it could become passel. But if you shecht a chatos l'shem chulin, it's so out of the realm, chulin, that it cannot be typhus, a psul, shalei lishma on this carbon, and it remains kosher. So by a chatos itself, you shecht a shalei lishma, it's only possel if it's a l'shem oila or l'shem shlom, l'shem or some other carbon. If it's l'shem a chulin, it's kosher because it's the ein amina, it's completely out of the veld of carbon, and therefore there is no psul of shalei lishma. And the question is, what's the pshat by paraduma? The Rambam is saying that the psul being referred to here is a case where you shechet the paraduma l'shem chulin. But if the whole mekar that there's a psul of shalei lishma when it comes to paraduma is based on the fact that it was ksib bechatos, that it says chatos by paraduma, but that doesn't make sense because chatos itself, if you shechet it l'shem chulin, it doesn't pass a lot shalei lishma. So why would there be a psul of shalei lishma if you shecht a paraduma l'shem? So that's the question that they all ask on the Rambam. Reb Chaim says a tremendous yesod about the Kedusha of Paraduma to answer up the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim, that which we know, that there's a psul of Shaloi Lishma when it comes to the Hakrova of a Paraduma, that is not based on the fact that the Torah calls the Paraduma Chatos, the Torah compares it to a Korban Chatos. Why? Says Reb Chaim, that which there's a din of chatos, that the paraduma becomes kodesh b'kedushas korban, like a chatos, that only applies after you do an hakrova to it. After you do a shchita to it, and you do a hakrova to it, al yidei the hakrova, the ma'is hakrova that's done to the paraduma, with the ma'is hakrova, it becomes nikdash b'kedushas chatos, it has a din k'dushas korban, and it leaves the realm of being merely something that's bedek habayis. Memela, before you do the kosher hakrava, later on, almar achasa, before you do the kosher maisa hakrava to this paraduma, it's not chatas, it's not a chatas. So that's not the makar that there's a psul shalei lishma with respect to this paraduma. So how do we know that there's a psul of paraduma by paraduma of shalei lishma? It's misvara, it's me dine hakorban. a paraduma be'etzem has to be nikrav l'shma, l'shem paraduma. If it's nikrav l'shem chulin, medine paraduma, there's a psul of shloi l'shma if you do it l'shem chulin. It's not by virtue of the fact that it's called a chatas. And even though by a chatas, if you do a chatas, if you makar v'chatas l'shem chulin, it's kosher. When you makar v'paraduma l'shem chulin, it's pasul, because it's not learnt out from chatas k'sivbe, from chatas hi. That's the yisoid of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim is saying yisoid. When you're makdish a paraduma, it's bedek abayis. It's the monetary. It's in the monetary ownership of hektish, and it's not kadosh b'kedushas carbon at all. When does it become kadosh b'kedushas carbon? B'shas ma'isa hakrava. After the shchita, when you do it behechsher, when you do a kosher hakrava, that's when it becomes kadosh b'kedushas carbon. Now, be'etzem yesh la'ayin. That which Reb Chaim says, that it starts off as being bedek habayis, and then afterwards, when you're makrivit, behechsher, becomes kodesh b'kedushas chatos, it becomes kodesh b'kedushas carbon. When you do a ma'isa krova, does it become ois bedek habayis, and it now becomes only a ma'isa carbon, or does it still retain the status of being bedek habayis, but there's also a kedushas carbon that's nitvas on this behema? Is it both, or does it transfer over and only become kadosh b'kedushas karb? So Reb Chaim's mevur klar that it retains its status of being bedek habayis, but it just added on this kedusha of kedushas chatas. Now, where is the mevur from Reb Chaim that it's kadosh b'kedushas chatas, but still also retains the status of being bedek habayis? So Reb Chaim has a piece being miyashiv shver Rambam, and the Rambam says that the Rambam has epismashmois that there's no mi'ila when it comes to the bedek habayis which exists for paraduma. And without going into the arichus, there's a mashmois in the Rambam that there's no that there wouldn't be mi'ila if the paraduma would be bedek habayis. And the Rambam says that since al yudei the hakrova, when you are makriv the paraduma, it's chatos hi. It is kodesh b'kedushas chatos. Therefore, we say that at that point there's no me'ila anymore. But before then, there is me'ila. So it's mashma that from there's a mashmois from the Rambam that mitzad bedek habayis there would be no me'ila. But now that it's a carbon, so there is me'ila. So Reb Chaim basically explains the Rambam by saying as follows. Reb Chaim says that there's a avada, it doesn't make sense to say that there's no me'ila by bedek habayis. It's beforeish gemara that there is a din me'ila. Your moil, if you derive benefit, personal benefit, from something that's kodesh b'kedushas bedek habayis, something that belongs to hekdesh, you're over on the isra me'ila. Just like you have an isra me'ila by kedushas carbon. But they're fundamentally different, the din me'ila you have by a carbon and the din me'ila that you have by bedek habayis. Says Reb Chaim, by carbon, the mi'ila stems from the fact that it's kodesh b'kedushas carbon, which means that the whole kedusha is as a result of the fact that it's oimin l'hakrova. And therefore, if let's say the animal that's kodesh b'kedushas carbon becomes an animal that's not oimin l'hakrova, then there's no isur mi'ila. For instance, kachim shemesu, you have a carbon oila, that's oimil akrova, and then it dies. So it's now not oimil akrova. So now there's no me'ila, because the entire din kedusha was only by virtue of the fact that it was oimil akrova. Masha'enkin, says Reb Chaim, bedek habayis, even if you have an animal that was kodesh b'kedusha of bedek habayis, if it dies, it remains subject to the isur me'ila, because the din kedusha doesn't stem from the fact that it's oimil akrova. There is no din akrova, and therefore the isur me'ila remains even though it's kodshim shemesu. So too, says Reb Chaim, when it comes to kedusha of an animal that's kodesh b'kedushas carbon, there's a din of nasa mitzvasei. Once you do the ma'isa hakrova that it was earmarked for, it becomes ois subject to me'ila. It's not any more subject to me'ila because it was nasa mitzvasei. The entire kedusha stemmed from the fact that it was oimel hakrova. You did the hakrova, you accomplished the hakrova, and therefore it's not any more subject to me'ila. Masha'en kein, if let's say you have an animal that's bedek habayis, there's no din of nasa mitzvah, because it's not oimid l'hakrava. So Reb Chaim says, the pshat in the Rambam is that you have a parah aduma. You're makdish the parah aduma, now it's only by the gabayis. It only becomes chatos hi, it only becomes kodesh b'kdushas karbon after you do a kosher and ma'isa hakrova. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam means to say that avada, there's me'ila that takes place bein if it's bedek habayis, bein if there's kedushas carbon to it. However, when it comes to a ma'isa hakrova on the parah aduma, now, after the ma'isa hakrova, it's now bedek habayis plus kedushas chatas. So therefore, says the Rambam, there's no me'ila because the din chatasi of kedushas carbon override the din kodesh bedek habayis, and the din chatasi tells you that since it's nasa mitzvosoi because you did a ma'isa hakrova, there's no din me'ila in spite of the fact that it's bedek habayis. So when the Rambam has the mashmois that a paradumo, since it's bedek habayis, there's no iser me'ila, the Rambam avad does not mean that it's bedek habayis, there's no iser me'ila. Avada, there's iser me'ila when it's bedek habayis. But he's saying fakert. In spite of the fact that it's bedek habayis, since noch lehakrov, it's kodesh b'kdushas carbon as well, it attains the status of being nasa mitzvosa, because you had a ma'isa hakrova done, and therefore it loses the din me'ila, in spite of the fact that it's bedek habayis, and mitzad the din bedek habayis, it should still have me'ila. Akuponim, that's the Yisoid Reb Chaim, that it retains the status of being kodesh b'kdushas bedek habayis, but it also attains the status of being kodesh b'kdushas carbon noch lehakrova. The Ravid is mavur, not like Reb Chaim. The Ravid clearly holds that the din of kedushas chatos, kedushas carbon, takes place miyad when you're makdish the carbon to be a parah aduma, when you're makdish the animal to be a parah aduma, even before your makrivit behechsh, even before the hakrova. By the ma'isa kedusha, according to the Ravid, it already has din chatosi. And based on this premise of the Ravid, he has a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a special posuk that teaches you that when you're makdish the animal to be a parah aduma, if it's done before the animal is eligible to be brought as a parah aduma, says the Rambam, there's a special posuk teaching you that it has a din mechusar zman, and that it's posul, and you're over on the iser of being makdish something that's mechusar zman. And says the Rambam, there's a special posuk by parah aduma to teach you that this is a problem. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam, why do you need a special pasuk by parah aduma to teach you that if you're makdish it when it's mechusar zman? Now, when is it mechusar zman? So a parah aduma is eligible to be brought as a parah aduma when it's 3 or 4 years old. If it's before that age, if it's before 3 or 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old, it's too young to be hukrav. And the Rambam is saying that even if you're makdish it at this point, it's a problem in spite of the fact that you're not planning on being makrivit until it's 3 or 4 years old. So the Ravid asks, why do you need a new pasuk that you're not allowed to be makdashit if it's mechusar zman? Typically, that it's chatosi, that it's chatos ksivbe, and we treat it like a regular carbon. By every carbon, if you're makdashit when it's mechusar zman, it's a problem. It's a psul. By a normal carbon, it's mechusar zman within the first 7 days of its life. Only by the eighth day, it becomes kosher. So if you're makdashit during the first week, it's mechusar zman. So the same thing should apply to parah aduma. If you're makdish it while it's still young, before 3 or 4 years old, it should be b'chusar zman, and you shouldn't need a special pasuk. That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. According to Reb Chaim, the kasha is not shver, because according to Reb Chaim, the din chatasi doesn't kick in until the actual ma'isa hakrova. When you're makdish it, it still doesn't have a din chatas, and therefore, you wouldn't have a psul b'chusar zman. That's why, according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam needs a new pasuk to teach you that by parah aduma as well, there's a problem if you're makdish it before it's ready to be hukrav, before it's eligible for hakrova. So the Ravid clearly disagrees with Reb Chaim, and the Ravid holds that the din chatasi applies even when you're makdish it before the ma'isa hakrova.